وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. And آمين to all your beautiful duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and his mercy on you. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we discuss the reward for hastening to the Jumu'ah Salah, for applying perfume and other related matters. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a noble Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha nudiya lis salati min yawmi al-jumu'ati fas'a'u ila dhikrillahi wa dharul bay' Zalikum khayrul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. O you who believe, when the call for the salah is made on Friday, then hasten to the remembrance of Allah and leave aside buying and selling. That is best for you if you but knew. Yazid ibn Abi Maryam narrates, Abaya ibn Rafa'a met me while I was walking for the Jummah prayer. He said to me, glad tidings to you, because these footsteps of yours are for the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. I heard Abu Ubays radiallahu ta'ala saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he whose feet becomes dusty while in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, then they are prohibited to the hellfire. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah narrates, Abaya said, Abu Ubays radiallahu ta'ala met me when I was going for the Jumu'ah prayer. He said to me, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he whose feet become dusty while in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will make him prohibited to the hellfire. Another tradition states, the hellfire cannot touch the feet of a servant which became dusty while in the cause, the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who takes a bath on a Friday, wears his best clothes, applies perfume if he has, and then walks for the Jumu'ah prayer in a peaceful way, without walking across anyone, nor harming anyone in any way, then offers the salah that is prescribed to him, then remains waiting till the imam turns around, till the completion of the salah, his sins between the two Fridays are forgiven. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who takes a bath on a Friday, applies perfume he has, wears his best clothes, and then walks till he reaches the masjid, then offers whatever salat he is to offer, and does not harm anyone, then remains silent till the end of the salah, then all this is an expiation for this from this Friday till the next Friday. Salman radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who takes a bath on Friday and purifies himself as much as he can, applies oil to himself, applies perfume from his house, then leaves without separating two people who are sitting in the row for the salah, then offers whatever salah is prescribed to him, then remains silent when the imam delivers the sermon, then his sins from this Friday till the next Friday are forgiven. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who takes a bath and baths thoroughly, comes to the masjid early, sits close to the pulpit, and listens to the sermons attentively, then for every step that he took, he will receive the reward of worship at night for 1 year and keeping fast for 1 year. Aus ibn Aus radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who takes a bath on a Friday and baths thoroughly, who gets up early and goes early to the masjid, who goes walking and does not ride, who sits close to the imam, who listens attentively without playing around, then for every step that he took, he will receive the reward of a full year's worship at night and fasting by day. Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah narrates in his Sahih from Ta'us, who said, I asked Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that some people claim that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take a bath on Friday and wash your heads, even if you are not in a state of janaba, major impurity, and apply perfume. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu replied, as for the order concerning the application of perfume, that I do not know, but as for the order to take a bath, that is correct. So Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when it is Friday and a person takes a bath, washes his head, applies the best perfume he has, wears the best clothes he has, then goes for the Friday salah, does not separate two people sitting next to each other, and listens attentively to the imam, his sins from one Friday to the next Friday, plus another 3 days are forgiven. The reward for going early for Jummah salah. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala was quoted previously that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who takes a bath and baths thoroughly, comes to the masjid early, sits close to the pulpit and listens to the sermon attentively, then for every step that he took, he will receive the reward of worship at night for 1 year and keeping fast for 1 year. Now the reason for mentioning these numerous hadiths from different narrators is to set an impression on us how we must try and give preference to go to the masjid a little bit earlier, you know, if we can. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who takes a bath on a Friday, then leaves for the masjid in the first hour, is as though he offered a camel for sacrifice. He who goes in the second hour is as though he offered a cow for sacrifice. He who goes in the third hour is as though he offered a ram with horns for sacrifice. He who goes in the fourth hour is as though he offered a fowl for sacrifice. He who goes in the fifth hour is as though he offered an egg for sacrifice. Then once the imam comes forth, the angels gather to listen to the words of admonition. Another narration states, when it is Friday, the angels stand at the door of the masjid, recording the names of those who come, starting with those who come first and those who come after them. The one who comes earliest is like the one who has presented a camel. The one who comes next is like the one who has presented a cow. The one who comes next is like the one who has presented a ram. The one who comes next is like the one who has presented a fowl. The one who comes next is like the one who has presented an egg. Then once the imam appears, they roll up the scrolls, listening attentively to the admonition. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the angels sit at the entrances of the masjids, recording the names of he who comes first, then second, then third, and so on, till when the imam appears, the scrolls are raised. In another narration, the narrator asks Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala, O Abu Umama, is the Jumu'ah of the person who comes after the appearance of the imam not accepted? He replied, "It is accepted, but he is not from amongst those whose names are recorded in the scrolls." Ali ibn Talib radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "When it is Friday, Shaitan and his followers come out and delay the people in their business places. The angels sit at the entrances of the masjids, recording the names of the people in accordance with their positions. The one who comes first to offer salah, then he who follows him, and eventually till the imam appears. He who sits close to the imam remains silent, listens attentively, and does not fidget around shall receive a double share of reward. He who sits far away from the imam, listens attentively, remains silent, and does not fidget around shall receive one share of reward. He who sits close to the imam, fidgets around, does not remain silent, and does not listen attentively, shall receive a double share of sin. He who says to another, 'Keep quiet,' has in fact spoken. And all speaking while the sermon is delivered is unlawful, unless there is an absolute need that would permit it." The Prophet ﷺ used the word sahin, keep quiet, which comprises two letters. A sensible speech does not comprise less than two letters. So if it is unlawful to even utter two letters, and that too, which have the meaning of prohibiting another from speaking and asking him to remain silent, which is something good, and which would not prevent the person who is saying it from missing out anything from the sermon, what do you think would be the seriousness of making a lengthy statement that prevents the person from missing something out from the sermon? Or, more worse, what do you think will be the seriousness of speaking something that is nonsensical? O Allah, pardon us through your kindness. O the most merciful of those who show mercy. Amr ibn Shu'aib radiallahu ta'ala narrates from his father, who narrates from his grandfather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The angels are sent to the entrances of the masjid on Friday, recording the arrival of the people. Once the imam appears, the scrolls are rolled up and the pens are raised. The angels say to each other, 'What has kept so and so person?' The angels say, 'O Allah, if that person is astray, guide him. If he is ill, cure him. If he is poor, make him rich.'" Al-Qama narrates, "I went out with Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu on a Friday. When he reached the masjid, he found three people there before him. So he said, 'I am the fourth, and the fourth is not far from Allah. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, the people will sit on the day of resurrection before Allah jalla jalaluhu in accordance with their arrival for the Jumu'ah prayers. The first, then the second, then the third, and then the fourth. And the fourth is not very far off." Abu Ubaidah Amir ibn Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Abdullah said, "Hasten for the Jumu'ah, for surely Allah jalla jalaluhu appears before the people of paradise every Friday on a dune of camphor. They are then close to him in accordance with the hastening for the Jumu'ah. Allah jalla jalaluhu then honors them with something which they never saw before. They then return to their families and relate to them what Allah jalla jalaluhu presented to them." Abu Ubaidah says, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud then entered the masjid and saw that two people had preceded him to the masjid on a Friday. So he said, "Two people and I am the third. If Allah wills, the third will be blessed." Sheikh Abu Talib al-Makki rahimahullah says, in the first era of Islam, you would see the streets filled with people. The break of dawn after Fajr Salat, you see the people walking, crowding the Jama Masjids as though it was the day of Eid. Eventually such a time came to an end. It is said that the first innovation that took place in Islam is abandoning the act of going early to the Jama Masjid on Fridays. Al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, how can the Muslims not be ashamed of the Jews and Christians when they go so early to their synagogues and churches on Saturdays and Sundays? How can the Muslims not be ashamed of the seekers of this world when they go so early to the marketplaces for buying and profiteering? So why does the person who is seeking the hereafter not compete with them? The reward for a person who recites Surah Ali Imran on a Friday, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who recites the surah in which the family of Imran is mentioned on a Friday, Allah jalla jalaluhu and his angels send salutations to him till sunset. And the reward for one who recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will provide him with light from one Friday to the next Friday. The reward for one who recites Surah Yasin on the night of Friday, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who recites Surah Yasin on Friday night is forgiven. And the reward for he who recites Surah Dukhan on the night of Friday, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who recites Hamim and Dukhan on the night of Friday is forgiven. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who recites Hamim and Dukhan on the night of Friday, Allah builds for him in exchange for it a house in paradise. These are the glad tidings of Jumu'ah and everything related to Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.